It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
It's time to talk about the 2023 Houday Ryder Cup matches. As the PGA Tour's year winds to a close with just two events to go, the talk in men's golf right now is shifting to who ought to be playing in the Ryder Cup this fall. The four majors have ended with a couple of known stars, Jon Rahm winning the Masters this year, and Brooks Koepka coming off the LIV Tour to claim the PGA Championship. The year produced two surprise major winners, though, in Wyndham Clark at the U.S. Open and Brian Harman at the British Open. Now, those major victories carry such weight in the Ryder Cup points, that is, that the four major winners are almost a 100% lock to appear on either the U.S. team, which Koepka, Clark, and Harman will, or Team Europe for Jon Rahm. Each of those teams has 12 positions, with the top 6 point leaders on the Ryder Cup scale getting a guaranteed spot. Now, the remaining half dozen players are going to be selected individually by U.S. captain Zach Johnson and the European captain Luke Donald. This year's Ryder Cup matches are going to be played in Rome, Italy for the very first time. The 3-day event will start on Friday, September 29th and continue through Sunday, October 1st. And on paper, the U.S. team looks to be the clear favorite, but don't you dare fall for it. Like good old Charlie Brown, the U.S. is trying to kick that football every time they play these matches. His holder, Lucy, or the European team in this case, seems to find a way to embarrass old Chuck in this event most of the time in the last two decades. The Europeans, clearly the underdogs on paper, have won 7 of the last 10 matches, though, against a better-known golf squad from the U.S. And this September's matches in Rome, Italy will provide another advantage, a boisterous Italian home court, to help juice up the European team. Based on our recent history in the Ryder Cup, we're doomed, Charlie Brown. This 3-day event opens with a couple of days of 2-player team competition and then will conclude with Sunday's individual matchups. The best ball matches feature the 2 U.S. players against 2 European golfers playing their own golf ball from tee to green, and the player with the lower score will count for the team. But then the other type of 2-man matches involves a rather unique alternate shot match. In these matches, the 2 teammates will play just 1 ball all the way from the tee box to the hole. So if one player hits the tee ball, the next fellow has to stand up and hit the ball off the fairway or the rough, depending on where the ball went. Trying to figure out the best pairing of teammates, though, can be troubling at times. Nearly 20 years ago, you might remember, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson were clearly the 2 best players in the world. And in the 2004 Ryder Cup, team captain Hal Sutton decided to pair the 2 dominating golf figures in the opening day of team competition. Hal believed that the golf dynamic duo would pick up 2 easy points for Old Glory and set the stage for a U.S. rout. Unfortunately, U.S. golf's Batman and Robin went 0-2 as a team on the opening day. Oof! The U.S. captain overlooked that Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson both play a similar go-for-broke style of golf. And the 2 players can struggle at times off the tee, and they found themselves in deep rough or tree trouble much of that first day. The U.S. team never recovered and was clobbered 18.5-9.5 for that weekend. No! Meanwhile, the European teams have prided themselves on spending time with each other on and off the course during their regular tournament years. But by contrast, most of the U.S. golfers do not spend a lot of time socializing and travel alone. And in recent decades, the Ryder Cup has been decided by successful player pairings during these opening 2 days of competition as a team. And that's why the European team has remained so dominant. So how's the U.S. Ryder Cup team shaping up this year in 2023? Well, as usual, the U.S. team looks to have an individual statistical advantage in the matches this year. U.S. captain Zach Johnson has a very closely bunched field in the numbers 7 through 12 slots this year as he determines the final 6 positions for his team. And as of today, the top 6 point totals, which carry with them an automatic spot on the team, are held by Scottie Scheffler, who's the current number 1 golfer in the world, U.S. Open winner Wyndham Clark, who's world number 11, the slow and steady Patrick Cantlay, world number 4, British Open winner Brian Harman at number 8 in the world, LIV golfer and current PGA champion Brooks Koepka, who's ranked number 13 in the world, and Max Homa, who's currently ranked number 7 in the world rankings. Those 6 golfers currently have an automatic spot on the team. But those occupying spots number 7 through 12 right now are Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth, Cameron Young, Colin Morikawa, Keegan Bradley, and Shreveport's Sam Burns. Now, the U.S. captain is not required to select any of the golfers in the 7 through 12 numbered series, though. He may pick any golfer, which he believes is going to help the U.S. to victory. The top six golfers for the U.S. are all solid players, but none of the bunch seems to bring a very fiery attitude to this emotional roller coaster three-day event. The six U.S. captains' picks, though, can accomplish that. Keegan Bradley is not hiding his desire to play on this year's Ryder Cup team. A fiery and rather intense player, Bradley's prior experience in the event could be an important asset for the relatively inexperienced top group of the U.S. Ryder Cup team. Bradley owns a 4-3 career record in the event, having played for the U.S. team in 2012 and 2014. He wants another chance this year. Prior to the start of this week's BMW Championship, Keegan Bradley was quoted as saying, "Well, I think about the Ryder Cup every second I'm awake." And he added, "I feel like I could bring some experience to this team. I would personally love just to be on the team with this younger group." Others in the running for a captain's pick include the hot and cold playing Tony Finau, the resurgent four-time Ryder Cup veteran Ricky Fowler, and perhaps Justin Thomas. JT did not qualify for this year's FedEx Cup playoff event for the first time in his career. However, his prior success in the Ryder Cup as a playing partner for likely selection Jordan Spieth could make Justin Thomas the most likely reach for this year's team. And let's not forget about the incredible Mr. August surge by a guy named Lucas Glover. After completely overhauling his putting game to utilize a long broom handle style of putter this summer, Lucas Glover has won the last two PGA events in Greensboro and Memphis. Now, if he can somehow keep the hot streak going and finish in the top five in these two remaining events this year, the 43-year-old Lucas Glover might unseat one of the other golfers and earn his very first Ryder Cup appearance. That would be a big story. So what about the European team in 2023? Outside of the Euro's top three players, the other nine positions on the European Ryder Cup team seem to be a little weak in comparison to the U.S. team based on the world ranking. Of course, the Europeans have been considered underdogs in most of the recent Ryder Cup matches and have won 7 of the last 10. I don't think I'd bet against the Euros, especially with them playing in Italy this year. This year's top guns for Europe will be Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy, who's world golf number 2, and Spain's Jon Rahm, who's number 3 in the world. Those two golfers will be the emotional leaders and are expected to deliver results for the European team. The number 5 ranked Victor Hovland of Norway has been so steady this year that he has not missed a cut on the PGA Tour in all of 2023. So on paper, it's the other 9 European golfers who do not appear to be very intimidating. But that's just the way the Euros like it coming into Ryder Cup play. The 12-man European Ryder Cup team is determined by 1. The 3 guaranteed spots to the top 3 European golfers in the world rankings, and that's already going to be McIlroy, Rahm, and Hovland. And the other 3 guaranteed spots go to the top 3 finishers in the DP World Tour, which was formerly known as a European Tour. The remaining 6 selections, like for the U.S., will be made by their captain, Luke Donald. Prior experience under pressure will be a key determinant in those picks. Right now, the top 3 European players, Scotland's Robert McIntyre, played collegiately at McNeese State University at Lake Charles, Louisiana, and he's ranked number 58 in the world. The other 2 current European Tour points leaders are Germany's Yannick Paul, ranked number 109 in the world rankings, and Poland's Adrian Maronk, world number 52. As Cincinnati Bengal football fans would like to say, hooday! The 6 captain's picks may cause Luke Donald a few sleepless nights in the next few weeks, so let's examine a few of his options. World number 10 golfer Matt Fitzpatrick of England has posted just 1 win in 2023 at Harbortown. But since then, he's cracked the top 10 only 1 time this whole summer and has missed the cut in 2 other tournaments. England's fiery Tyrrell Hatton comes in at world number 14 with 4 top 10 finishes this year. Another golfer from England, Tommy Fleetwood, is ranked world number 15. Fleetwood is also another fan favorite. He's carded 5 top 10 finishes in his last 8 starts. His putting under pressure, though, has failed him over the years. After that, the Euros may be looking to Austria's Sepp Straka. He's available at number 25 in the world. This player may better be known as the Streaky Straka. After missing 3 cuts in his first 10 starts of 2023, Sepp Straka, though, has been rallying recently with a 2nd and 3rd place finish in his last 3 events. Irishman Shane Lowry is number 32 in the world rankings. He has 0 top 10 finishes in his last 10 starts. That's not a good sign. But the positive is that Lowry went 2-1 during the 2021 Ryder Cup matches and plays well under pressure. Right behind him for a possible spot is English Ryder Cup veteran Justin Rose. The world's number 33 ranked golfer, Rose, who's now 43 years of age, can you believe that, has been part of five previous Ryder Cup teams. His experience could be quite valuable to the younger players on this European squad. Other European players with a chance to make the team include world number 55, Seamus Power of Ireland, Victor Perez of France is number 68 in the world, and young Dutch golfer Rasmus Højgaard is number 93. Love that name. Since the Ryder Cup is being hosted in Italy for the very first time this year, the top-ranked Italian golfer, he's not likely to be a captain's pick for the team. Guido Migliosi is ranked number 28 on the European Ryder Cup points list, but he's not among the world's top 200 players. Ciao, Guido. Nevertheless, Italy will be represented on the sidelines. Francesco Molinari, winner of the 2018 Open Championship, and his brother, Eduardo Molinari, are going to serve as vice captains or assistants for Captain Luke Donald. So here are your predictions from the old Swamp Swami. Look for both of the Ryder Cup captains to select some golfers with previous Ryder Cup experience to help steady the nerves in the locker rooms. For the U.S. team, that means that Keegan Bradley, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, and yes, Justin Thomas probably are going to make the team. On the European side, Justin Rose and Shane Lowry's prior experience should help them land a spot on this year's relatively inexperienced European team. As for the outcome, a U.S. team without Ryder Cup veterans like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson may struggle. Do not underestimate the influence which Italy's highly partisan and noisy golf fans are going to have in this year's event. On paper, the U.S. should retain the Ryder Cup. And I'll say Europe shocks the U.S. with a dramatic 14.5-13.5 victory as a surprising European rookie takes down one of America's top players on the final day of competition. I'm Swamp Swami. Funny, 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 funny.